Yeah, workday afternoon. I'm Clarissa Montero, coming up on Coffee with Clarissa after this great song from John Secada. And Shanice is Dr. Leslie Ng, consultant orthopedic surgeon at Island Orthopedic Consultants. If you spend long hours at your desk, then maybe this is a conversation you definitely want to listen in on.
Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. Now, spending long hours at your desk, stretching your back or cracking your bones may not be the simple and straightforward solution to certain pains and aches. In some cases, back pain may be attributed to a medical condition called scoliosis. Scoliosis, which is when your spine curves to a side in either a C or an S shape, is becoming a bigger problem among people of all ages. International Scoliosis Awareness Day, which takes place on the 29th of June of this year, aims to raise awareness of scoliosis and bring together those affected by the condition. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Dr. Leslie Ng, a consultant orthopedic surgeon at Island Orthopedic Consultants, to talk to us about the contributing factors of scoliosis, managing your orthopedic condition, and tips for good spinal health. Welcome, Dr. Ng, to the show.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Clarissa. My name is Leslie.
Okay, Leslie, for the benefit of the listeners and myself, can you explain scoliosis to us?
All right. First of all, scoliosis actually derived from the Greek word means crooked spine.
Okay.
Actually, scoliosis condition has been recognized and diagnosed thousands of years ago, mm-hmm. way back in ancient time during Greeks. And so it is a common condition. Now, okay. Scoliosis is due to people understanding the curvature of the spine, mm-hmm. where it goes wrong. As we know, our spine is actually not a straight spine. Mm-hmm. It's actually an S curve.
Is it an S from the top?
Yes, oh, okay. S work from the neck all the way down. It's S curve. So it works like a spring. Mm-hmm. So the spine, a straight spine is actually a painful spine.
Okay.
So that's the reason that God designed the spine for us like a spring, as an S shape.
Right.
So that allows it to absorb impact and allow us to go through daily activities, mm-hmm. Without minimum stress and, you know, maintaining the alignment of okay. the spine. Scoliosis actually broadly can be defined two main types.
Mm-hmm.
Type one is what we know to be idiopathic, which is a posh word where a doctor used that we don't know the cause.
Okay.
Okay. Which is actually, unfortunately, the most common type, okay. where we don't know the reason for the scoliosis. The second type, where we know the causes, mm. which means it can be either congenital,
okay.
which is the what we call inborn, where the structural deformity of the spine was born at the time.
Okay.
As a baby. Second type, which is most commonly seen now, mm. unfortunately due to the aging population, is associated with degeneration of the disc and the bone, resulting lower back curvature,
okay.
which we see a lot in elderly ladies.
Mm-hmm. And that becomes a C.
It can, well, the spine is three-dimensional. Mm-hmm. So C is actually a two-dimensional word.
Okay.
So scoliosis actually is neither C nor S. It's due to rotational deformity of the spine, giving you this impression of S and C shape.
Okay.
But if you look carefully, the spine surgeon will assess you in a three-dimensional manner so that explain to you the model saying that the spine is actually rotated, giving you all this abnormal C and S shape that you perceive to be the case.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is the commonest cause for it?
Okay. I would say two commonest causes is one I mentioned, wear and tear, mm-hmm. degeneration. And second type is probably what we call idiopathic, which happens most commonly in the puberty,
mm-hmm.
especially usually we see them in girls.
Mm-hmm.
In the medical terms, we call it idiopathic adolescent scoliosis.
Okay.
And because it happens during puberty growth. And we tend to see them in ladies mm-hmm. and young girls, usually at the age of 9, 10, just before the puberty growth spur.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go through the growth spur, and then once they mature, the deformity will stop to develop.
Right.
Yes.
So, okay, Now, I'm taking you back to my childhood. My mom, my grandma always said...
You still look very young.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
Good thing you're not an eye doctor. You know, they always said, stand up straight. Good posture, good spine health.
Yes.
But we sit as professionals, as adults, we sit for most of our workday. Mm. And clearly, we're going to be hunching into our computer.
Correct.
That's bad for us. Can that bring about scoliosis?
No, not really. Okay. People tend to associate back pain with scoliosis.
Okay.
Actually, there's no direct relationship between back pain and scoliosis.
Okay.
Yes, people with severe scoliosis tend to have what we call unbalanced spine,
mm-hmm.
where they are more likely to develop back pain.
Okay.
Fortunately, I can tell you majority of patients that I see with scoliosis don't have much back pain.
Okay.
They usually come to see us purely because of the appearance,
mm-hmm.
okay, where they have issues with wearing shirts mm-hmm. or fashions of their choice.
Right.
Okay, of course, a lot of time we also treat the parents because when they come in, okay, usually it's the parents that are more concerned about it and we need to give a lot of reassurance mm-hmm. to the parents that look, a lot of this curve can be treated conservatively.
Mm-hmm.
They can live a normal lifestyle. I think one of the reasons we have this Scoliosis Awareness Day mm-hmm. is try to dispel some of the myth of scoliosis. Scoliosis is not a disease
okay.
in majority of the cases, particularly the youngsters that mm-hmm. we see. It's just a developmental issues. Yes, okay. we don't know what's the cause of it. We attribute them to family history.
Mm-hmm.
We attribute them to hormonal sex because they tend to be more common in ladies.
Right.
Particularly those severe curves that need to be treated surgically tend to be more common in ladies at a ratio of 7-1 female to male.
Wow, that's
yes. So I think it is clear that sex do play a role mm-hmm. in this kind of scoliosis. Okay, of course, nowadays we see a lot of this degenerative scoliosis due to the aging population.
Right.
Over age of 40, 50s, particularly elderly. And they tend to have more pain, particularly prolonged sitting, things like that. Yes. And no, is that God don't design us to sit long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unfortunately, our lifestyle nowadays has become so immobile that we sit long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, we see a lot of blue collars complain of lower back pain.
Sure.
Now we see a lot of white collar. They also develop a lot of back pains,
sure.
particularly those who work in commercial centers, CBD.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of patients complain, look, I was sitting in a meeting. Look, I can't stand up and walk around. I can't stretch my back. As doctors say, every 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I need to get up and stretch. But I will look very, very unusual. I stand out. If I in a meeting, I have to stand up and stretch my back. So sometimes it's environmental factor.
Right.
And of course, we are all humans. You know, if we sit long, we won't be able to maintain a very straight spine. I think it'd be quite tiring trying to sit long and maintaining a very rigid spine. We tend to promote what we call flexible workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been common in Google company or that where, you know, employees no need to sit, employee no need to sit long and they can do the work standing, lying sure. down. And so it's important, I tell my patients, look, don't sit too long. Of course, you're allowed to hunch a bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but from time to time, you really do need to stand up and walk around. And if possible, have an occupational therapist to look at your workstation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe make some adjustment in terms of the seating posture, the chairs, the table, and the computers.
Right.
And the other thing I always tell the patients, look, in order to do the adjustment, always start from the head, i.e. from your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Check your eyesight. As we get older, we won't know where we're getting a bit long-sighted.
Right.
So some of my patients, and then they look at the monitor closer and closer without knowing they need reading glasses. Yeah, because they need reading glasses now.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes worth to check your eye. You won't know when it's going to happen.
We are speaking to Dr. Leslie Erng, a consultant orthopedic surgeon at Island Orthopedic Consultants. That's very interesting. So you're saying the potential of back problems could be your eyesight.
Yes, I always assess the patient from the head on, and then we assess the shoulder, make sure the shoulder is not too tense, especially the distance between the body towards the keyboard and the mouse. Unfortunately, technology shapes us both in good and bad ways. So some of the computer that we use, unfortunately, are laptops. Unfortunately, laptops that the screen stuck to the keyboards, and there's no adjustment possible. So I always tell my patient, look, you really need to detach the laptop from the keyboard using a Bluetooth and maybe not using the mouse too much.
Right.
I know Steve Jobs invented this mouse very nicely and certainly has contributed a lot to our day-to-day work. It is a useful tool, the mouse, but I think trackpad would be better because of smaller range of motion so that when you are stressed, you won't know where the mouse goes on the table.
Right.
So it's important try to, when you work on the desk-bound job, is to keep your shoulder neutral. Don't protract your scapula or your wing bone too much because this is most common cause of upper back ache and neck ache.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Now, since we're on the subject of scoliosis today, I am curious. You're saying, you know, there is a lot that you don't know.
Yes.
Orthopedic medicine there's a lot you don't know. What do you know? As in, how do you treat it?
Right. Okay. We don't know the what we call predisposing causes of scoliosis, but based on our studies, on statistics, populations, we do know that, let's start, for example, the most common causes, which is the adolescent idiopathic scoliosis. There are certain factors that we look into can tell whether this scoliosis can progress. Okay. Number one, of course, is family history. Or we ask the parents, look, did your grandpa, grandma, or anyone have any scoliosis? Or your auntie, uncle? Okay. Two, of course, female are more likely to have this problem than a boy. And third is, when do you notice it? Usually the parents notice the scoliosis sooner than the child.
Right.
They see that the shoulders a bit unbalanced, a bit of a hunchback, or the lower back, the hip, groin creases are not symmetrical. Or sometimes they look at themselves in the mirror that the shirt that they wear start to change. Okay. Particularly youngsters, those who have scoliosis, they always have a way to mask themselves, like wearing black shirts, those that's not tight fitting, or those with a pattern, so that they can see the changes of their fashions. Okay, so these are usually some of the causes. And of course, the earlier the curve develops, the worse the prognosis.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if they develop, like for girls, many years before they start to have their first menstrual cycle. That's where the growth velocity peaks. That's what happens during puberty. Because as the spine growth getting longer and longer, it rotates. And after you have a menstruation, you're more or less protected because your growth phase starts to slow down.
Right.
So orthopedic spine surgeon always ask the female patient, when did the menstruation start? Have they started? If there is still many years of growth ahead before, you know, they had their menstruation, usually the mom will know. I will ask the mom, when do you have your menstruation? And usually be able to tell roughly when likely their daughter will have, you know, the growth phase will slow down. And this will give us some idea, you know, how to project and how often we need to follow up the patients.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are some of the developmental factors. If certain type of curve, I think it's very difficult to talk on the radio. As an orthopedic, we recognize certain type of curve because there actually are five different types of scoliosis. We subdivided them. And based on certain types, we can tell if it's likely to worsen.
Okay.
For degenerative, which is the other most common cause in the elderly, they tend to more likely develop earlier because they are more likely to have backache.
Right.
Because this scoliosis develop as a result of wear and tear. So usually on x-ray, we can see that they have arthritis of the joint on the back or the lumbar disc, which is the disc in between the bones, start to have collapse. Not necessarily slip disc. It just collapse. So we can roughly tell, you know, likely how this would develop.
Right.
And they really have more than just backache. They may have pinched nerve, where the pain will start to radiate from back all the way down to the legs. So this kind of what we call degenerative scoliosis, we tend to treat the symptoms because they tend to be more serious.
Right.
It's more than just a cosmetic issue compared to the younger younger patients.
Okay, so I'm assuming the last course of treatment would be surgery.
Yes, but I would say to you, if for example, just giving you an idea, in Singapore, I think if a textbook description is about 3% of the girls of the population would develop scoliosis before the age of 15.
Okay.
Honestly, less than 0.3% would need a surgery.
Okay.
Very few. Okay, majority of them, I usually give the parents reassurance that this is not likely to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
We observe and let them live a normal, healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
Because parents would always want to think that scoliosis spine somehow can be very fragile, which is not true. They can participate all sorts of sports activity without any restriction. Scoliosis spine is actually a strong spine.
Okay.
And whatever you do to it is not likely to deteriorate. Of course, all the general rules need to apply. See the good posture, seek a healthy lifestyle, and try to be fit.
Okay, and I'm going to assume that scoliosis cannot be prevented.
Yes, it cannot be prevented. It depends, of course, depending on the types you're talking about. Those we call idiopathic, which we don't know the cause. Usually those inborn genetic factors and or environmental factors combined. We can slow it down.
Okay.
Okay, and slowing down for mild to moderate scoliosis, of course, the options are bracing. Bracing, that means to wear the brace to alter the course of the development of the scoliosis so that they can prevent the deformity from getting worse in terms of appearance. But the only issue with this kind of bracing is that you have to wear them long period of time.
Sounds uncomfortable.
Yes, it is anything up to 23 hours a day.
Oh, that sounds very uncomfortable.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, Singapore is also not have the kindest climate in the on Earth, and tend to make them a bit more what you call hot, and also abrasion from the straps. But I must acknowledge, as technology progress, we have developed newer braces, which tend to be slimmer and probably more comfortable for the patient. But I tend to let the parents and the child to decide if they want to wear the brace. Or is it something that we just watch and then we see how it goes for years to come before we decide what's the definitive treatment, i.e. surgery.
Okay. We've been speaking to Dr. Leslie Erner, consultant, orthopedic surgeon at Island Orthopedic Consultants, about scoliosis. But the interesting thing, Leslie, is you brought up upper back pain, lower back pain caused by jobs. I think that's a conversation that we need to bring you back to have.
Sure.
I think a lot of us are affected by lower and upper back pains from doing our jobs, and perhaps you can give us some insight into that. So certainly a return is in store with you.
Thank you
so much for coming and talking to us today on Money FM 89.3.
My pleasure.
Money FM 89.3 pays tribute to iconic music.